Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, producer of the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival, announcing that we're offering the entire festival, including Joseph Pierce's commentaries, for just $19.95. That's a 50% discount. This exclusive download will include over 16 hours of festival content. To reserve your Shakespeare Radio Film Festival download at an incredible 50% off, go to crusadechannel.com/Hamlet.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September 11, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Americans unite and remember September 11th. More than 875,000 people are looking for work. Wisconsin's halting absentee ballots, and some of you may disagree, but the United States is dealing with a monkey shortage. On this day, September 11, 2001, America is changed forever when 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists in a coordinated attack hijack four passenger jetliners, sending two of the planes smashing into New York City's World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon and the fourth into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, resulting in nearly 3,000 deaths. The ramifications of the September 11 terror attacks are still unfolding to this day, and the sacrifices and heroism deserve honoring. In those days, there were few Republicans and few Democrats. Instead, there were Americans. People came together in common purpose to console, rebuild, and defend the nation. It's been a long time. Nearly a quarter of Americans living today hadn't even been born yet. Yet the nation should still unite for this day, at least in memory and in resolve to ensure the horror is never repeated. Although the nation is partially recovering from its steepest ever recession amid the COVID-19 pandemic, businesses continue to lay off hundreds of thousands of workers as they grapple with fewer sales and depleted federal aid. More than 857,000 Americans filed first-time applications for unemployment insurance, a rough measure of layoffs, last week, up about 20,000 from the previous week. The Labor Department said Thursday J.P. Morgan had estimated 850,000 people would be seeking benefits. The figures aren't seasonally adjusted either. More than 55 million workers have filed for benefits over the past 6 months. While the weekly figures have trended down since peaking at 6.2 million in early spring, here's just a little perspective. The previous all-time high for weekly claims on a non-seasonally adjusted basis was about 1 million during a recession in 1982. Authorities found seven bodies in Northern California Thursday as firefighters battled multiple ravaging wildfires, raising the total number of victims in the state to 10. At least five others have been killed in Washington State and Oregon this week amid a series of out-of-control wildfires. The deadly fast-moving wildfires ravaging across multiple West Coast states on Thursday have forced about 500,000 people in Oregon to flee their homes. The wildfires have left at least eight people dead in California, Washington State, and Oregon this week, and they were ravaging out of control Thursday despite firefighters' efforts. Firefighters from around the U.S. were called to help contain the massive blazes. As of Thursday, more than 100 wildfires across 12 western states have burned more than 4.3 million acres. That's nearly 7,000 square miles, or roughly the size of New Jersey. Coming up, our saint of the day. They were martyred brothers, traditionally thought to be Romans. They were servants in the house of St. Philip who were arrested and executed for being Christians. Quote of the day, our Lord wills that you cling to him alone. If your faith were greater, how much more peaceful you would be, even when great trials surround and oppress you. St. Paula Frassinetti. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is two brothers, Saints Protus and Hyacinth, martyred brothers. Traditionally thought to be Romans, they were servants in the house of St. Philip who were arrested and executed for being Christian. The main source for details on their martyrdoms, their acts, is considered very unreliable, although the relics of St. Hyacinth, known to be entirely authentic, were found in 1845 in the cemetery of St. Basila, Rome. This cult is now confined to local calendars. Both martyrs were buried in the same crypt. Pope Damasus I wrote an epitaph in honor of the two martyrs, part of which still exists. In the epitaph, Pope Damasus calls Protus and Hyacinth brothers. When Pope Leo IV transferred the bones of a large number of Roman martyrs to the churches of Rome, the relics of these two saints were to be translated also, but probably on account of the devastation of the burial chamber, only the grave of St. Protus was found. His bones were transferred to San Salvatore on the Palatine Hill. The remains of St. Hyacinth were placed in the chapel of the Propaganda College. Later, the tombs of the two saints in a stairway built at the end of the 4th century were discovered and then restored. Senate Democrats Thursday blocked a coronavirus stimulus bill that included funds for people left unemployed by the pandemic. In a party-line vote, Democrats withheld the 60 votes needed to consider the bill, continuing months-long gridlock ahead of Election Day. Republican leaders said the bill included widely supported bipartisan ideas, but Democrats argued it didn't do enough. The failure of the bill creates new turbulence for the unemployed. Democrats want to renew a $600 weekly supplement that expired in July. Trump in August signed an executive order allowing a $400 weekly boost if states would chip in $100. But those funds are almost exhausted. The Wisconsin Supreme Court told election officials across the state Thursday, a week before the deadline to mail ballots, that they can't mail out absentee ballots until the court decides whether to add the Green Party's presidential ticket to the ballot. The September 17th deadline for when the 1,850 municipal clerks need to mail out absentee ballots to Wisconsin voters who asked for one is set in state law. The 4-3 decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court was split among partisan lines, with all four consecutive justices agreeing that the process of mailing out ballots must be paused, while the three liberal justices dissented. The possible inclusion of Green Party presidential candidate Howie Hawkins on the general election ballot could tip the scales of a razor-thin contest between Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Well, critical to the development of a coronavirus vaccine, the scientific community is facing a monkey shortage. Before the drug companies call on human volunteers, monkeys are used in preclinical trials to test a vaccine's safety and effectiveness. But with more than 100 vaccines in development around the world, there aren't enough monkeys to go around. Well, some of you may disagree with that. I know a few. Non-human primate research centers have been strained in recent years because of restrictions on imported monkeys from countries like China and India and a lack of funding to support domestic breeding. While animal rights advocates condemn using primates in experiments, researchers say it's essential for development of medical science. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.